Grossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grossy, and oh, we got a Monday night date with the Lions this weekend, and I, for one, could not be more excited about this game because I feel like, you know, myself included, and the rest of the NFC North, we kind of look at the Lions and we're like, that's cute. They want to sit at the big boy table. But listen, you know, right now, they ain't doing too shabby. Almost beating the Chiefs and, you know, tying the Cardinals, but they have a pretty decent record. And so after two straight years of the Lions sweeping us, I'm ready for some payback, ready for some revenge. And today's fan that we got on for today, I feel like it's cheating a little bit. Just a smidge, because we usually get a Lions fan on here, or whatever team that we're going to play. But I couldn't pass this up, because this was such an interesting case, is that we have a Packers fan from Detroit who got out of, oh my God, thank God I don't root for the Lions, and is now giving us perspective of having like that hometown connection and also being a fan of the greatest football team on the planet. And so with that, Leo, thank you so much for being on the show, bud.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. And when you reached out, it like the stars just aligned, because the Lions guest that I originally had canceled on me, and then I saw your message and I was like, yes, this is perfection. This was meant to be. And so to even like begin, before we start talking about anything, I'm so curious, like growing up in Detroit, how did you escape the team or the agony and suffering that was being a Lions fan and become a Packers fan of all fans? It wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to go for this team. You're going to like a well-known rival.
I'll actually start by saying my friends despise that I'm a Packers fan, of course. They're all diehard Lions fans. So they've also rubbed it in the last 2 years of, you know, them sweeping us 4-0 in the last. It's not been fun.
No.
But the way I became a Packers fan is I didn't really pay attention to football much when I was younger. I'd watch the Super Bowl here and there, being, you know, a young little kid that was still interested in football. But I had an older friend who was a Brett Favre fan. So he had a Brett Favre jersey. He was always supporting him. So me wanting to be the cool young kid, I wanted to be like the older guys, I started supporting Brett Favre as well. And it happens that Brett Favre was playing for the Packers, and then instantly from then on, I fell in love with the Packers.
Oh, that is the greatest story I've ever heard in my life. Yes, Brett Favre, I feel like, even if you weren't a Packers fan, like back in like the 90s and early 2000s, like you were a Brett Favre fan, because like it was so much fun to watch. And the things that he was able to do on the field were just so, a lot of interceptions, but like the things that he was able to do were just, he just looked like he was having a great time. And I absolutely love that. So like today, right? So how long have you roughly like guesstimate, how long have you been a Packers fan?
Oh, 2008, 2009, 10, 11 years now.
Okay, all right, so we are like a full decade in, so you are totally subscribed to everything that is the Packer Nation.
I am a full-on cheesehead.
I love it. And so, like, it has to be, like, somewhat rough, you know, being in Detroit, surrounded by Lions fans who, I mean, I guess the good thing is, like, they haven't had too much success to rub in, but like you said, they've had the past 2 years to rub in. So, like, is it one of, those awkward things that it's, like, every time we, like, play on, like, a random Thanksgiving or we play, like, on random things, you're just like, okay, this is going to be a rough one?
So typically, it'll just be by, whenever I'm watching the game, I'm still supporting the Packers, I still see them. But I'll have everyone around me that's supporting the Lions, so it's kind of like, all right, let's just hope for the best, and not supporting the Lions, supporting the Packers. Other way around, Lions. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, all right, well, if they beat us, I know I'm not going to be enjoying the rest of the day here, so let's just hope it doesn't go that way.
Yeah, and I feel like with the Lions, like, they'll have, like, their seasons, like, right, well, they'll make, like, you know, a wild card, or they'll go 0-16, and I feel like that team has, and similar to the Bears, because the Bears were like this for a long time too. Like, the Bears-Packers rivalry over the years, like, has not been competitive until, like, recently, and then obviously when we beat them to go to the Super Bowl. But I feel like with the Lions, like, they've been at the basement for so long, even when the Packers are struggling, like they have these past two seasons, and even when the Lions are winning, like, against us in the past two seasons, like, they're still finishing last in the division. So, like, that opens up the question to this year. where the Bears are obviously, you know, favorites to win the division early on, you know, before the season started, the Vikings, you know, looking to rebound from last year, and then there were the Packers, and, like, I feel like no one was really giving any credit to the Lions, but the Lions have come out, and I'll say, like, you know, the first game was left a lot to be desired, but they've somewhat impressed in that they tied the Cardinals, but then they almost beat the Chiefs, and obviously the Colts were able to do that last night, but for, in your opinion, being surrounded by, like, Lions fandom and following the team, do you think that the Lions, like, actually are for real, or, like, have they had a bunch of just lucky breaks?
I actually think with Matt Patricia, I actually think this team is more for real than in years past with Jim Caldwell, or especially Jim Schwartz. I think they have a little more of a competitive drive under them, and what I think what Patricia's done, and this is what I see with the roster at least, is it looks like they shouldn't have any gaping holes, but somehow them being the Lions, they still find a way to lose. They find a way to break the heart of every Detroit fan, and it causes a lot of upset with Detroit still. Even when we look at our team, it makes no sense. Is what I what I really want to say.
Yeah, and you know what? I would agree with that analysis because, like, for years, like, you look at it, like, we'll talk about this, but, like, Matt Stafford, I think, is a good and very underrated quarterback. His offensive line hated him for many years and wanted him to die, which is why he got sacked so many times. But, like, the guy is one, like, tough son of a gun. Like, he has had, like, every injury known to man and, like, can still, like, he has one of the best arms in the NFL. And I feel like they've just gone through so much mismanagement, and they've let talent walk away. They've never gotten, like, a dedicated run game to actually help Stafford out. You know, the receiver threats after Megatron left have been, like, in and out. And I feel like you're right in the sense of, like, you look at that team, you're like, oh, like, this should be a solid football team. But then you look at week one, and they're, like, tying the Cardinals after winning by double digits for, like, the majority of that game. So, like, What do you make of it in a team that is tying the Cardinals? They are beating teams like the Chargers, which I put a lot more stock in than I actually should have because they haven't really looked that great either. But then they come out in a game where I didn't think they'd be competitive at all, and they very, very narrowly lose to the Chiefs. So, like, what do you make of that? Is that a team that is just, like, they're just missing something? Are they missing, like, that leadership that Patricia, and again, only in his second year, like, is trying to, like, inject into it? Is it a quarterback problem? Like, where do you see, like, why it's not all coming together for Detroit?
I saw, at least in that first game that we lost to Arizona, or, sorry, not lost, tied, I guess from the Lions, it looks like we lost.
Yeah, it's
the
pretty
game.
Much a loss.
It's just, there was a time I remember where we could have won the game with a run that got a first down that would have ended it, but Matt Patricia called a timeout that caused us not to run that play. So I would say a little bit has to do with coaching, but other than that, this year I think they've played all around well football, even losing to the Chiefs. It's just I would say coaching would have to be somewhat in to do with it.
Yeah, and do you think that's, like, something, so obviously, again, Patricia only in his second year, do you think that's something that's just going to get better with time? Or is there a need to be, like, a change? I'm not, like, you know, saying, like, oh my God, Matt Patricia needs to go, but, like, is there a need to be a change in personnel potentially to kind of get them on the right track? Or is this one of those things that, like, hey, it's going to take time for them to gel?
I know a lot of people here believe that if this Matt Patricia, Matthew Stafford, Bob Quinn era doesn't work out in the next 2 years, we definitely believe that they all need to go.
Yeah. And I mean, I know looking at some of the stuff, like, I know there's critics out there that are saying that basically what Matt Patricia is doing is trying to turn the Lions into the Patriots. They're trying to turn, like, Matthew Stafford into, like, get rid of the ball quickly, you know, like, dump it off, like, that kind of thing. When, again, Stafford has, like, a great arm. Do you see any of, like, that as being a person that is watching those games? Do you see them, like, Patricia trying to kind of, like, copy and paste what Bill Belichick is doing over in New England? Or do you see, like, do you think that's a problem that he's potentially making Matthew Stafford not be Matt, if that makes sense, like, be Matthew Stafford, but more be, like, a Tom Brady-esque kind of QB?
I actually think this year's a little more different than last year with that. I think with bringing in Daryl Bevel as the offensive coordinator, they've actually done a decent job with letting Matthew Stafford be Matthew Stafford on the offense. But in the year past, especially last year, they just shut him down and wouldn't let him do what he normally would do for the first 8 years of his career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of, like, I feel like every single time I've talked to Lions fans, and I've talked to Lions fans now for going on 5 years, twice a year, and I feel like every single one I talk to gives me a different answer. But what are your, like, genuine, honest opinions about Matthew Stafford? Because there's people that want him out. Like, they've wanted him out for a while. And then there's people who are like, hey, he's underrated. Like, he's doing the best he can with a depleted roster. So, like, where do you fall on, like, the Matthew Stafford debate?
I'm actually a Matthew Stafford fan. As you said, there are a lot of people here that want him gone. But me personally, he was a first overall pick in 2009. I don't think he lived up to first overall talent, but he's played very well for the situations he has been given in. I see his stats. I think one thing he's going to break this year, in his career, he's never had under double-digit interceptions. I actually think this year, it looks like he might do it for the first time, which could help us.
Yeah, and I feel like with Stafford in particular, like we were talking about before, like there's just been such a lack of weaponry given to him, right? Like, when's the last time that like you've had like an actual, like, I can depend on this run game in which, like, you know, it's like, oh no, like one game that like you'll have a 100-yard rusher and then you won't have him again for 6 more weeks. So like, do you see that as something being fixed this year, or do you see that continuously being a problem of like the offensive line woes, the receivers? I feel like you've definitely upgraded in that department, but like even like with the running back, like do you think like that position has been sorted out?
I'm actually a huge Kerryon Johnson fan as well. I've followed him when he played at Auburn. When we drafted him, I was very surprised, but actually very happy with it. I think it's not we're not going to have an elite running back like you'll see. I mean, honestly, Aaron Jones went off. That was awesome. Thank you for fantasy points. But
oh, yes.
I think Kerryon's going to be a very solid back. Kind of, I would say, I don't know, because I can't think of our last good. I mean, yeah. Nothing like Barry Sanders, obviously.
No, but like it's been a long time.
It's been way too long, and I hope that it is fixed this year with Kerryon. At least this year or next year, it should be better.
So when it comes to, obviously, like you keep Stafford in place and you bring in Matt Patricia, I have to think that the initial reaction to Patricia was like, yes, I am so happy we got this guy. Just like kind of whenever, you know, teams go shopping and they pick up like a guy who worked with Bill Belichick, they're like, yes, now we're going to get Bill Belichick in here. What was kind of like the initial reaction after like hiring him?
Well, actually, I mean, it was rumored for a long time that when I think it was right when, even before the Patriots were out, that we were going to be hiring him as our offensive coach. So we had time leading up to it to kind of like take a gander of what it could be like. But looking at all the Bill Belichick disciples, we kind of got nervous looking at that, seeing, oh, this could be just like one of those where we're going to have 2 seasons of a terrible offense or terrible head coach, and yeah, then we just get rid of him. But when it originally was announced, I think we kind of seemed a little better, because obviously he was a rocket scientist, so we seemed like, oh, he's going to be smarter than the other ones.
Yeah.
And so far, it's been okay.
Yeah, and I feel like those, like, so for example, like, when the Packers were head coach shopping, right, like, everybody and their mother was like, you need to go after Josh McDaniels, and I'm like, no.
No.
No, please stop. Like, it doesn't work. Like, what Bill Belichick has created in New England with Tom Brady is something that, quite honestly, I don't think can be replicated. Like, it's literally, like, one of those once-in-a-generation duos that obviously have tremendous amounts of success, and everyone tries to replicate it. Kind of like with everyone's getting a head coaching job if you knew Sean McVay and like swiped right on him on Tinder, like that kind of stuff. So like here with like Matt Patricia, obviously not too impressive in the first season, but like I have to think, like, to get off to like this kind of start, obviously it would have been nice to win in Arizona for you guys, but like I feel like this has to be like somewhat reassuring of like, oh, okay, this could work out.
I actually think one thing I think Patricia does really well, which I don't know if it's really him or Bob Quinn, I think they've done a really good job at drafting, and I think that's actually has helped the team. I know this first year didn't show at 6-10, but I think it's actually helped this team this year and maybe next year, seeing that, oh, we're actually growing a little bit. We're becoming a little better with drafting people that are going to be buying into the system that Matt Patricia has brought over.
Yeah, and I mean, like, listen, I love TJ Hockenson so much, and when you guys snatched him, I was so so mad because I just as a blocker and also as a receiving threat, and he has shown those flashes. Like, he has shown that, like, hey, like, this guy definitely, in his first year, like, he's gonna be a good player. But, like, are you concerned? Because, like, you can look at a guy, like, I feel like the guy that a lot of people throw at you is, like, Eric Ebron, right? Ebron drafted, if I'm not mistaken, was in, like, the top 10, I think. I want to say he was, like, top 10, definitely top 15 when he was chosen out of the draft. And, you know, he has a lot of drop issues. He still has drop issues in Indianapolis. But then he leaves you guys, and he goes and has a Pro Bowl year. When you see something like that happen, is that one of those things that you're like, okay, it's the team, or the player just needed a new environment?
I think that was more Eric Ebron definitely needed a new environment. Us, we weren't the biggest fans of him here. And I also think that Andrew Luck definitely elevated the play of Ebron, and definitely all the players around him. It's unfortunate what happened with him, but I think it was more Ebron definitely needed to see something. He needed a new quarterback throwing to him.
Yeah, and sometimes it is, like, just that change of scenery. I mean, we have seen it as the Packers, like, you know, they've seen it many, like Micah Hyde, we've seen it many times where players leave and they go on to have very successful careers, and you're just like, cool, wish that happened with us. And speaking of, like, former Packers, like, obviously, the Lions also getting Mike Daniels and picking up Trey Flowers over the offseason. One of the things that I gave a lot of credit to for the Lions is, like, their defensive line, like, should have been really, really scary. You know, even, like, just, like, the depth of it and the guys there. So, like, obviously we're in the first, like, quarter of the season, or first third of the season now. So, like, do you see that? Have you seen, like, the defense gotten better? Because I feel like the secondary has always been a little bit suspect, especially, like, you know, in a league where it's basically a quarterback-driven league. Do you think that the holes within the defense have been adequately covered?
I actually think that the defense has definitely improved. I think it's been more of a trying to put players as in plug-and-play like we did with... I think the proof for that was with the Chiefs game, where we didn't have Darius Slay, we didn't have Quandre Diggs, we had to play players like Mike Ford or Will Harris, where they actually played pretty well for the role that they were put in. So I think that's got to do a lot with I think the defense Patricia brought over.
Yeah, I would think that, because that's one of those things I was going to see improve, because, like, Patricia obviously being a defensive guy, I was like, oh, the defense is going to get much better. And, like you said, we talked about this in the very beginning, like, you have the personnel. It's just a matter of actually executing it, which brings me to kind of looking at an overview of, like, this season. You know, in the NFC North, which is one of, if not the best division in football, definitely within the NFC, I didn't have a whole lot of expectations for the Lions, and that's not necessarily against the Lions, that's just because, like, they're in a really competitive ass division. So taking a look at how you've started thus far, like, kind of how do you see the rest of the season playing out for the Lions? Do you see a potential wild card in their future? Do you see it of, like, oh, we'll be there next year? Kind of like, where's your head at?
I actually see us being a wild card team because of a strategic tie, is what I want to call it.
Ah.
Instead of going 10-6, we're going to go 10-5-1 and somehow sneak in a wild card that way.
So in that case, so you think that, like, the Bears and Vikings, they're out?
I don't think the Vikings, I think they're unfortunately going to be the bottom of the barrel this year. I don't want to say it.
I'd
but,
love it.
But yeah.
No, that would be a great... No, please say it. That would bring me...
All right, yeah, they'll be the bottom of the barrel
Such
this year.
Great joy to go from NFC Championship game 2 years ago to just bottom. That would be... Sorry, I was just daydreaming. Yeah, okay, so you see...
I absolutely understand that.
and because, like, again, you look at... I was just looking at stats a couple days ago. Like, the Lions offense, right, is, like, one of the highest... I think they're the highest scoring offense within the division right now, because, like, they do have, like, the weapons that they have, and I think the Packers were, like, a close second. But you look at a team like the Bears, who have an amazing defense, but their offense, I couldn't even... like, again, Chase Daniel or Mitch Trubisky, like, that offense doesn't scare me at all, but it's their defense that is able to keep them in the game. And I think the Raiders show, like, hey, if you're able to put up 3 touchdowns against them, their offense does not have the kind of power to come back. And so do you see, like, with the Bears, do you see them, if you're saying that the Lions are going to snatch a wild card spot, like, do you see them finishing third then within the division? Or are the Packers down at number three?
Oh, there's no way I could put the Packers down at number three. I see them winning the division for sure, especially after the hot start they got off.
Okay, that was close. I almost panicked and hit the eject button. Okay, good. So, all right, so you see them potentially stealing a wild card spot, which is interesting because, again, like you see 2 years ago, that was obviously like the Vikings year, then you had the Bears last year, and then hopefully it's the Packers this year. But like it's kind of like a turnstile, and like, you know, every team is like kind of getting their turn. And the Lions, I feel like they have to be like, it's about damn time, because like we've been near the bottom for so long. Like it's about time that we finally got our shot here. So do you think like this is the if the Lions are ever going to make a run at the big one, if they're ever going to make a run at the Super Bowl, that this is the person, now this is the team to do it within the next, you know, 3 to 4 years?
I actually have written down that I think in two to three years with the personnel we have, because we have like very key players like Damon Harrison and all these and our defensive line signed for another three or four years, and I think that's going to help the Lions in a case of in 2, 3, or 4 years where they're going to be more of a deep playoff push run, as in this year and next year. Maybe they're playoff push team. They're trying to get there, but I don't know if they necessarily will.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I said the Chiefs obviously were like a huge test for them. They came out and passed that with flying colors, almost beating them. I feel like their next really big test is obviously this Monday against the Packers, and that, like, let's see, okay, this is like the litmus test. Let's see if they're actually who they say they are, right? Let's see if they're that competitive. Because I feel like with every team besides like the Patriots, who again haven't really even played competition either, but I feel like there's not a single team that you're like, wow, that team is like amazing and they can't lose. Because even in the Saints, like the Saints are really, really good and they have so much depth. And when they get Drew Brees back, they'll be even better. But I feel like every team like has shown of like, oh, they shouldn't have lost that game, or oh, that was a really ugly win. So like I'm curious to see like what do you think is going to happen on Monday? It is in Lambeau Field. Do you see like the Packers stealing this one? Do you think the Lions are going to continue their disgusting streak?
I see the Packers actually edging this one out off the foot of the Silver Fox Mason Crosby. Yes. Just by, I think it's a field goal game, because I think Detroit, they're an all around team, surprisingly. Like they aren't phenomenal in one aspect. They're just good in all aspects. So if it's comes down to a close game, I think it's going to come down to a kicker, which I know we never really want, but I can see it happening, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, so I'm double checking right now. So yeah, they're number one in the division for points scored, right? And I feel like what you said, like, they are a somewhat balanced team. They're not amazing on either side of the ball, but like they're good enough. And sometimes balance is what wins you games. And you look at like the Packers, for example, you know, the defense obviously has been doing well. The run defense was incredibly impressive this past Sunday. But again, like Dak Prescott almost threw like 500 yards. Yes, we did get 3 turnovers, you know, but I feel like there hasn't been a like, oh, wow, like this is the identity of like that Packers team. Because I see like a little bend don't break. I see a little we're really good at pass rushing. And then look, it showed that we could actually stop the run against Ezekiel Elliott. So, and then the offense is anybody's guess at this point, right? You have Aaron Jones, who could rush for 4 touchdowns and literally put the entire team on his back. And then you have like Davante Adams when he comes back, like, you know, his being a weapon, but other receivers, lots of question marks around there. So I feel like there's still a lot of room for growth and to answer a lot of questions. This whole month of October, we're going to answer a lot of questions about all these teams. But you think it's going to be a close game and it'll come down to a field goal?
Yeah, I think especially with, I mean, I don't know if Davante Adams is going to be back or not, because if he's not, I think the Lions secondary can really hold down Aaron Rodgers. And we saw Sunday against the Cowboys, I don't really think the Packers need that much of a passing game though to win, especially with Aaron Jones, who's been going off.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's where, like, I was hoping for that, because, like, Rodgers came out flat out and said, like, I don't care about stats anymore. Like, I've done that. Like, I'm caring about winning games and winning championships. And you know, people who were saying, like, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is, like, going to do amazing this year. I'm like, yes, that's always the hope, but, like, I'm hoping he just doesn't have to. Because for how long have we seen that Aaron Rodgers needs to be the one and only guy to do everything for the Packers? And you know, I'm actually kind of like relieved a little bit of like, oh, like he has a defense now. He has a run game now. Like, okay, that's a good start. Like, let's get to that point where we do create that balance and we don't have to completely just rely on Aaron Rodgers to win us games.
I think with that, like, the secret, not the secret, but when you look at the Patriots, that's exactly what they do. They don't put super much, like, a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. They kind of let their defense run away or do what they need to do, and they have the run game take over. I think that's what we can see from the Packers team this year, and what we've seen so far is where Aaron Rodgers can take a little step back, where the defense is definitely improved to a level where I was not expecting it, to be honest.
No.
But it's been very well.
Yeah, and it's funny because like you'll see people come out of the woodwork and be like, well, this is why we should have signed free agents earlier. And again, like the fact that we have hit on Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and Amos, because Amos has made a case for himself too. Like, that is very rare for us to spend a lot of money on this talent and for it to pay off so quickly and so effectively. Because I remember, like, when people wanted to sign the safety that New Orleans wanted, getting Bird, like, everyone was like, oh my god, pay him, like, a ridiculous amount of money, and then he went to New Orleans and he sucked. So, like, it's such a risk and such a gamble, because, like, Billy Turner, for example, who we got on the offensive line, like, he has had a lot, he's struggled a bit, you know, and the inside is not looking that great. He had a little bit of a better game against Dallas, but kind of, like, looking at that, it's such a tough rope to try and walk across, because you're like, hey, we can spend a lot of money and potentially do it like the Broncos, right? They went out and spent a ton of money. They went to the Super Bowl. Here, you know, that doesn't necessarily, just because you spend a lot of money doesn't necessarily mean that's going to equate to success.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think I actually did a project in college where we're spending money on a team really doesn't always equate to winning the Super Bowl. It could be honestly, there's a lot of X factors that do go into it, but with this year's team, I think I always put trust in GMs of the two teams, of the Lions and the Packers. So I always feel like they know more than your fair weather fans that will come out and be like, 100%. Oh, we should have signed this guy. I mean, I've also been a fan of both the Smiths, even when they were playing for the Redskins and the Ravens. So when they did come out, I was very surprised that we signed them, but I was not upset with it one bit. Especially, I have no issue with the amount of money we spent. I think it's actually so far has paid off.
Yeah, and you know, this is kind of similar to like the Rashawn Gary pick. Like, you're paying them for the potential of them taking that next step, right? Like, Za'Darius Smith had good stats, but it wasn't like, oh my god. And Preston Smith, again, very solid player, but you're paying them to be like, hey, we're paying them for the prime of their career so they can go and make a difference here. And obviously, you having this kind of like dual perspective on the like the Lions and the Packers here, like, do you think from a Packers fan perspective that there is a little bit more of a, I don't want to say rush, but like a little bit more of a priority of like, hey, we're only going to have Aaron Rodgers for X amount more years. Let's try to get him another ring, because we're on the clock here. Because again, while you don't want to get into that pitfall of like, oh my God, we need to throw as much money as we possibly can to win him a Super Bowl because we can't mortgage our team's future, there is kind of, I feel like there has to be in the back of the mind of like, we're only going to have this Hall of Fame quarterback for so much longer, and odds are we're not going to get a third one in a row.
Oh yeah, no, I always think that we should, the Packers should be drafting a quarterback in the next couple years in the first round to try to train him like we did with Aaron Rodgers. I actually think that's the best way to get a quarterback.
I agree.
Don't draft the rookie and throw him in right away. I think that's one of the worst things teams could do, especially usually when you draft low, your team's usually not in the best situation.
Agree.
But I think with the Packers, they're not necessarily in, I think there is what you said in the back of the mind where we do need to win with Aaron Rodgers. I hope it's kind of like a Peyton Manning thing where he wins the last one and goes out riding on his horse into the golden sunset.
That's it.
But but I hope if they do win it this year or next year, it's not the end of it, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
There's still more.
He just wins this year, and he's like, all right, bye, guys. And we're like, wait, no, you have years left, Aaron. Let's go.
You're still here.
You're not leaving. Yeah, no, 100%. Like, yeah, do the Elway, do the Manning of just like, okay, you know what? I would accept an Elway. I would accept a win back-to-back Super Bowls and then leave. I would accept that. Absolutely. That one I would be like, okay, we're good now. We're good. You have three rings. You can leave. You're good. Yeah, and so, like, the last question I have for you is coming from, like, obviously this perspective, and I do ask this to a bunch of NFC North fans. So if the Packers didn't make the playoffs, right, and the Lions did, do you root for the Lions?
Oh, I like to call myself a hybrid fan, because I really am. Like, I support all my Detroit hometown sports teams at the end of the day still, because it's still what I grew up on. It's still what I know. So if the Packers didn't make the playoffs, the Lions are the first team I'm rooting for. I want them to do as best they can, especially because we've never been to a Super Bowl. For the city of Detroit, I think it would be phenomenal. It would mean a lot to us.
Yeah, now I can see that. And I feel like the team I would hate the least rooting for the NFC North when they were in the playoffs would be the Lions. Because when it's the Vikings and the Bears, I'm like, no, no. Like, double doink happens, I'm like, yes, greatest day of my life. Vikings blow in the NFC Championship game, give it to me all day. But the Lions, I'd be like, okay, all right. Like, they could have this one because they haven't had success in so long. Like, I'd be like, okay with that. And I agree with that. I feel like that would be really great for the city. Again, they can wait their turn because I want the Packers to go and win, you know, the rest of the Super Bowls while Aaron Rodgers is still with them. But yeah, I can see that. I could totally see that. So, like, are you the same with, like, the Vikings and Bears, or are you just like, no, it's just the Lions?
Oh, I doubly hate the Lions. Not the Lions. Sorry, wow. I doubly hate the Bears and the Vikings for that simple reason of, since I support both, you know, the Lions and the Packers, I've got to despise both these teams twice as much.
You're like, listen, I'm already supporting 50% of the division. I need to balance that out, and I need to hate the other half. Absolutely. No, listen, I completely get that. But Leo, thank you so much for coming on, my friend. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and I hope that your Monday night is filled with just pleasure and glee and just joy as the Green Bay Packers end their losing streak against the Lions and continue to take a hold of the division. But where can the wonderful people find you on the internet?
Twitter at Leo_0129.
There you go. But Leo, my friend, this has been wonderful. I really appreciate it. And I, you know what? I can actually say this because you're technically like not a fan of the opposing team. I wish you luck on the rest of the season because that's like wishing me luck on the rest of the season. And so I'm patting myself on the back.
Absolutely. I wish you luck on the rest of the season as well.
A Lions and a Packers fan, like, literally has just experienced the highest of highs and the absolute lowest of lows. Respect. But let me know what you think about this coming game Monday night. Should be a fun one. You can always find me at TomGrassiComedy.com or at TomGrassiComedy on all social media. See down below. Check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and of course the YouTube. And a big shout and thank you to all the Patreons over at Patreon.com/TomGrassiComedy. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi. And as always, Go Pack Go!